7BR Part Heard.
Hello and welcome to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Eleanor Day, Chambers paralegal, and here on the Part Heard podcast, we've spent the last 6 months traversing the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. Now, as we near the end of this most unusual of years, we're taking the opportunity for reflection. So each day for the next 12 days, a different member will discuss a 2020 case of theirs in a sort of legal advent calendar. Today, Kate Temple-Mabe is here to speak about Newman against Southampton City Council and others, in which she acted pro bono for a journalist applicant who sought to view the court files and other materials in a set of care proceedings. Kate joined 7BR in October 2019 following the successful completion of her pupillage, and she now accepts instructions in all of Chambers' areas of expertise.
This year, I took on a pro bono case on behalf of a journalist who is seeking access to a file of papers in a set of care proceedings. She's a journalist with a long-standing interest in the family court and care proceedings in particular, who wanted to conduct an investigation into the judicial and the underlying administrative processes behind these care proceedings, which had resulted in a placement order being made, which was later overturned on appeal by the Court of Appeal. Her application engaged with a trajectory in the family courts towards greater transparency over recent years, and in particular with a line of case law about the right to free speech under Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, as balanced against the right to privacy, which is protected by Article 8. The High Court in this case was deciding an application which was the first of its kind in terms of the width of the application. And so although it ultimately turned on its facts, the case will provide some pointers for how these sorts of issues might be dealt with in future. Crucially, the mother of the child subject of proceedings fully supported my client's application, but the children's guardian fully opposed it, and the local authority opposed it for the most part. I acted on my own through the early stages of the application and later was joined by Anya Proops QC and Zach Samore of 11KBW, who were both privacy and information barristers. I was initially instructed through the advocacy pro bono unit and later by Howard Kennedy solicitors, also acting pro bono. There was also an interesting addendum ruling on costs, where we successfully argued that my client should not have to pay the costs of redaction of the material which she was ultimately permitted to see, as this would be so burdensome for her that it would prevent her from exercising her Article 10 rights. The Court of Appeal has now granted permission to my client journalist to appeal the decision in relation to the documents which she was not permitted to see, and that permission was granted on the basis that the appeal raises a matter of significant public interest to do with the balance between Articles 8 and 10, where a journalist seeks access to court papers in family proceedings, and particularly how that balance should be dealt with in a situation where someone with parental responsibility for a child consents to the full disclosure of papers to do with that child. So, watch this space next year for the outcome of that appeal.
Thank you for listening to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. For more information and to listen to all our previous episodes, please visit our website.